May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. On this Christ the King Sunday, we finish a church year. We finish year B of the lectionary, which focuses on the Gospel of Mark, culminating with the ultimate gift of love, Jesus, who is God, given to and for us. What better time to sum up what the coming of Christ means to us, the church? John, in his Revelation, writes a letter of hope to Christians who are undergoing a difficult time. In writing his letter in apocalyptic form, John is letting his beloved church community know that the future is in the hands of a loving God. God who sent Jesus Christ, the ultimate gift of love. John begins by reminding his readers that the gift of Jesus was one of grace and one of peace. Grace meaning that the gift was free and not based on any merit. And peace that was to bring reconciliation of God's relationship with the world. John continues by saying that this grace and peace comes from Jesus, who is, who was, and who is to come. Jesus is first a gift that happened in the past. We can look to a historical life that is as well documented as any life in history. But going even before that, we can look to God's gifts of love to us that go back even to creation, when Jesus was the Word, who was with God and was God, according to the Gospel of John. This gift of God gave us our being and created the physical world. God came to us in the physical form of Jesus, who lived for us, died for us, and was raised for us. Jesus is the Alpha, the first letter of the Greek alphabet, the beginning. But the gift of love, which is Jesus, is not just something that happened in the past. According to John, Jesus is the gift who is. Affirming that Jesus is affirms the present existence of Jesus. Now, is a form of the verb to be. The name of God in Hebrew is a form of the verb to be. Hence, the discussion with Moses at the burning bush when God responds to Moses' question about, "Who are you, Lord? What is your name?" And God responds, "I am who I am." Throughout the Gospel of John, we hear Jesus say, "I am." Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. I am the living water. I am the good shepherd. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the true vine. And I am the Lamb of God." The verb to be indicates presence and existence. God is the ground of all being, the beginning and sustainer of our existence. God is present with us and for us. Jesus was, Jesus is. Jesus also will be. Jesus also is to come. When we affirm that Jesus was and is, we affirm the already. That's an aspect of God. Jesus has already come and has already redeemed us and already initiated the kingdom of God on earth. However, it's quite clear that the kingdom of God has not fully come. This is the not yet. This is the Jesus who is to come. This is the affirmation that the work that is begun in Jesus most surely will be completed. This is the message of hope in the revelation of John. John tells us that Jesus is, Jesus was, and Jesus is to come. Jesus was the Alpha at the beginning, and Jesus is with us now, and Jesus will come again. Jesus will be the Omega, the final letter of the Greek alphabet. Our focus cannot be and should not be on any one aspect of the message. We affirm Jesus came. We affirm Jesus will come again. We live now. So what do we do about it? According to John, we live as priests serving God in the kingdom. If we follow the example of Jesus described by John, we live first as faithful witnesses. A faithful witness is willing to testify to the truth. A faithful witness is one who will testify about Jesus who was, who is to come. In Greek, the word for witness is martyr. The implication is that one who is a faithful witness is one who's willing to die for the truth. Christ, our King, was willing to die for us. Are we willing to die for Him? John also describes Jesus as one who was willing to sacrifice Himself for others. As John quotes Jesus in his gospel, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." The ultimate unselfish act of unconditional love is to be willing to die for one's friends. To live as Jesus lived, we must be willing to die not only for the truth, but for those whom Jesus loved. Living in the kingdom calls for being a witness and for unconditional love. Living in the kingdom of God also calls for bringing others into the kingdom of God. We do this by sharing the gospel with others, but also by fulfilling God's vision of the kingdom here on earth. While we may think of thrones and armies when we think of kings, God's kingdom is very different. Some theologians have even suggested dropping the G from kingdom to form the word kingdom as a better description of God's kingdom. This indicates that all are children of God and therefore related to each other as kin in the kingdom of God. Other theologians use the untranslated Greek word basileia to distinguish God's rule from the worldly kingly rule. However we say it, God's kingdom with Christ as the king is not like a worldly monarchy. God's kingdom is best described by the wonderful passage in Isaiah 11, which tells of the kingdom of the Son of David, that is Jesus. It reads as follows, sometimes called the peaceable kingdom. A shoot shall come from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of its roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. As Christians who live in the kingdom Christ initiated, with Christ as king, and which Christ will come again to fulfill, it is up to us to live as kingdom people. It is up to us to live dedicated to the truth embodied by Jesus Christ. It is up to us to live dedicated to those whom God loves, unconditionally loving even those from whom we can expect nothing. It is up to us to live lives seeking the justice, grace, and peace of the peaceable kingdom. So Jesus will be able to say, "Well done, good and faithful servants. You have served me and the kingdom well." Amen.